That thing could have got going pretty good, but you had a lot of help in this one, and just one of those darn fires. It just with the winds and the heat kind of stirred up, didn't it?
It did. We kind of expected yesterday was red flag warning over pretty much the entire state of Nebraska. So we sat down at the station for quite a while yesterday, working on stuff just in case. And then, you know, when we all decided to go home, it, of course, gets paged out. But the big factor yesterday was we did not have the wind like we do have today and like we did last week. So that was good for us. However, the terrain and the fuels that we did have made it a little bit more difficult to get it stopped quicker than what we would like. But, you know, we managed it, so.
And thanks to a lot of other mutual aid from a lot of other departments came and helped out again, didn't they?
They did. So we don't push a lot of mutual aid just because we know everybody's pretty busy. And, you know, we just kind of got the closest ones for now. And then if we needed to go into a night shift or something like that, we could always, you know, get a couple others, you know, from the outlying areas and counties if we needed it. But we were fortunate that we could just get those ones really close by and get it knocked down. We did a lot of burning out and things like that to protect a lot of the structures. And we had city fire come out and do structure protection on the home. So that was a benefit. So, you know, we all work really closely together, and it's actually very fluid with how we're doing it.
And I read your statement where the cause of it was just accidental in nature, a spontaneous combustion hay and feed. Is that right?
So we did call the fire marshal just because, you know, the governor has declared, you know, no open burning from the permits from the fire departments and whatnot. We wanted to make sure that we had everything lined up. So we did call the fire marshal in to kind of investigate what was going on. You know, there's always a lot of rumors. There's always, you know, talk of things. So there's, you know, there's obviously not pointing fingers, but we just had them come in and look, and he went in and, you know, looked for patterns and things like that. He came up with a couple conclusions that were all accidental. So we were good with that. You know, when it comes to insurance and things like that, we want to make sure that he comes in and gives us that information and gives the homeowners and landowners that information as well, so everybody's kind of protected. So it worked out.
I know we're going to get some cooler temps, Billy, over the next couple of days or so. Then I think it's going to get warm back up middle of the week. But just because that happens doesn't mean fires can't happen. It's still dry as a bone, and fires can still happen, can't they?
Right. So we were just out there a little bit ago. We had a couple trees there smoking. We've been monitoring it all day. We actually had a team come down from the Morrill Fire. They come out and spent the night, and they did tell us about 4 o'clock this morning when the wind switched. It got pretty hairy on them. They had some flare-ups, but, you know, they managed it. And so we've been out there the rest of the day, and we've had a couple flare-ups. But it's going to happen with the wind. You know, our humidity is pretty low again. I looked at the weather tonight and into the rest of the week, and there's not a lot of recovery tonight, tomorrow, and into the next night. Tonight and tomorrow, the wind's going to come out of the south-southeast. So we've got another wind shift. You know, the humidity is low. It's going to be a back and forth effort with everything. I think there's another wind day on Thursday, possibly, you know, 30 mile an hour winds. So, you know, we're just looking at a day by day situation, not with just this, but anything. So just keeping an eye on it.
Exactly. Crossing fingers, say some prayers that, again, we keep hoping for some rain to come through. We'll keep praying, won't we?
We're going to be doing something. If we're going to be dancing or praying, I don't know.
Yeah.